Okay, so we're fortunate enough to talk with Justin Wadsworth, the head coach of the Canadian team that's now currently in Gällivare, Sweden. They've been there for a bit and getting ready for the World Cup, which is launching very soon. So there's a lot of anticipation, and we're happy to talk with Justin and find out how the team's going. Justin, are you there?
I am. Yeah, hi, Benjamin.
Hey, great to talk with you. And so we'd love to hear about how the team's doing, what the conditions are like in Sweden. Can you fill us in?
Yeah, we're really fortunate to be here in Gällivare. There's great conditions. About 5Ks of their World Cup trails are prepared perfectly for us every day. And we're sharing these trails with the Russians, some Russian national team skiers, and the Czech national team is along with Marcus Hellner. So there's not a lot of people here, but the people that are here are pretty high quality. And yeah, we've had really great training and good temperatures and actually clear, sunny weather, which is, I think, for this part of the world, this time of year, is pretty rare. So we're really enjoying it.
Very nice to hear. You know, we're having a good start to the season here in North America. We're hearing there's good snow conditions in other places. Is that the same case in Europe and in Scandinavia this year?
You know, it's kind of hit or miss. We've heard that the conditions aren't so good in some places yet, like Bruksvallarna in southern part of Sweden from where we are, and also some parts of Central Europe, it's not very good yet. So it's kind of hit or miss. And even up here in northern Scandinavia, there's some good places and some not so good. So I think it's really a mixed bag at this point. So like I said, we're feeling very fortunate to have great tracks here to train on.
Absolutely. And I know that some of the people here are happy too in some of the places. So like you said, it's hit or miss, but nice to hear that there's snow coverage. I know that in other years it's been tougher, so it's good to see snow.
Oh, yeah.
So give us a bit of a recap, because the team has done a number of training camps, and I think the last one before you went to Sweden, was that in Park City?
Yeah, we were in Park City for a long altitude camp, and then most everybody came back to Canmore to get right on Frozen Thunder, and we had a great training period in Frozen Thunder on snow. Alex was back in Quebec, but he got a taste of the eastern version of Frozen Thunder at Foray Montmorency and said that was actually very good skiing there. So all our athletes have had some decent snow time, and I think everyone's looking forward to get the season going here.
So Frozen Thunder is really kind of getting a nice following, eh? I mean, it's sort of was an idea that sort of started a few years ago, and now I think it's the fourth or fifth annual event, but it seems to be gathering some momentum as kind of a nice kickoff to the North American scene.
Oh, yeah. I mean, the Canmore Nordic Center and Winsport have really provided us with such a perfect training set up there. I mean, the snow was so good this year, and even though we had a couple weeks of quite warm weather in Canmore, they did a great job keeping the snow on the trail, and yeah, so it was it got busy for sure during certain days, but that was great to see, you know, a lot of people out and a lot of teams from North America on the track, and the U.S. team was up, and so it was really a great training, like 3-4 weeks we had on snow. I can't believe almost saying that now, that I think, yeah, it was almost 4 weeks we were on snow on Frozen Thunder, so that's pretty neat.
That's a lot of time on the snow, and I guess that's part of, you know, why the Americans want to come up as well. It's just good for everybody to get that first taste or another attempt to be on snow before the season starts. So 3-4 weeks sounds like a lot. So how is everybody feeling? So tell us about how everybody's sort of, what kind of shape everybody's in, and we'll start with the World Cup, I guess the four guys are there, and you have a couple of gals there too, eh?
Yeah, so we have 8 athletes with us right now. We have the 4 World Cup skiers, and which are Devin, Alex, Lenny, and Ivan. 2 women here, Emily Nishikawa and Perianne Jones. And then we have 2 development skiers on the men's side, Graham Killick and Jess Cockney. So it's nice to have a decent sized team over here, and everyone's healthy and training well. And I think everyone's looking forward to starting the season. It's really cohesive group, and we're having a lot of fun here. So it's a it's been a really good start these few days all together with our wax technicians and all the coaches and everybody. So, yeah, it's great.
So are your first races that you're going to be in besides Frozen Thunder, are those going to be this weekend?
Yep. This will be the kind of the kickoff for the European leg. It's a FIS sanctioned race, and I don't think it's going to be a super big field, but the quality of the skiers in it should be very good. Lucas Bauer, Marcus Hellner, Ustigov, our guys, it's a very high quality field. See the total field size here. I don't think it's going to be big because the a lot of the other teams are in Munio and down in Beitostolen or Brooks-Volerna, but I think it's going to give us an idea where we're standing these days as far as fitness goes.
Okay, sounds good. So we'll look forward to seeing how the team does, and we'll be checking the other spots out as well. So can you just give us a bit of a rundown in terms of your focus this season? I mean, obviously it's a world championship season, and there's a tour de ski, but some things have changed a bit on the schedule. Tell us a little bit about what's the plan going forward.
Yeah, I think we have a number of good opportunities. We look at the schedule, and it looks like it's a schedule that, should suit us pretty well. I think the races, even right off the bat, are pretty good ones. It's nice to start this year without a mini tour right away and get one World Cup weekend in, kind of get under your belt, and then have a mini tour in Lillehammer. So I think the mini tour is going to be fun to see everybody in full action there. But then when we head down to Davos and La Clusa, we're going to have a number of good distance races and sprints and a fun relay in La Clusa to look forward to. So, again, when I look at the season and look at all our skiers, we have skiers that can ski well in almost every competition. So there's not one single weekend we're really looking forward to more than the next. But the Tour de Ski and World Championships are obviously big ones again, so those are the ones we'll be focusing on.
Sounds good, and it sounds like the shakeup is going to be interesting to see how everybody deals with it, because it is changing. Like you said, the first race has been a mini tour for a number of years, and it's changing this year. Tell us a little bit about what's happening back in Canada, or at least with the development side. I know that there's been some shifts or some new strategies in terms of you're trying to build a community or a better pipeline going forward. Tell us a bit about that from where you're sitting now.
Yeah, I think our training centers have done a really good job this year coming together more, and it's even maybe more for the future that, we've already started to plan more camps together in Canada, and we've had a number of opportunities at camps where our training centers have attended, and it's great. Louis's group in Quebec has done really well, and have some skiers coming up, as well as Timo's group in Thunder Bay, and then the academy in Canmore. So it's nice. We're having a bit more cohesion with the groups, and most of those athletes, or at least the kind of top athletes from those training centers, will be going to West Yellowstone and Bozeman and racing there, and then kind of moving up to Canada after that and competing in the Canadian NORAMs, and then finishing with the races in Whistler before Christmas. So, I've seen all the athletes kind of training at various times, and it's exciting. And like I said, from the training center coaches side, I think there's a real desire to work together for the future, which is really exciting. That's the one thing I think we need to do in this country of ours in Canada, to really work together and put everything aside and just be one ski family and share resources and ideas and just have the energy working in the right direction, which is making our skiers faster and also having a good time while we're doing it. So that's kind of our commitment to each other leading into the future now, and I'm excited for it. So it's a great opportunity we have now to change things.
sounds good, and it sounds like it's moving in the right direction. Talk a little bit about the women's side of things, because I know that you've had a couple of gals that Chandra is retired, and so did Dasha Gaizova, and but you've also got some hot skiers like Heidi Widmer and people like that in the pipeline. Talk about a little bit about the women's side of things.
Yeah, no, like I said, I mean there's some really good women coming up through the training centers, and they've had opportunity to train together a fair amount in the Park City camp, and then a little bit out in Frozen Thunder. But we've seen great things from Daria, Beatty, and Emily, and the rest of the girls in the academy. Heidi, Allison Marshall's kind of come around now. She's had a rough season before, but seems to be kind of back to her normal training and speed. So, and then there's some, of course, the younger women in Quebec and in Thunder Bay that show some promise. So, like I said, our goal is to try to get these women together more in the future.
Mm-hmm.
We're committed to getting opportunities for European, B level starts to get them to the kind of the next level, and really, really hope we see some good results from the women this year to kind of get this next generation kicked off and going in the right direction.
Sure, and it's kind of interesting because we've had such strong women with Becky Scott, who's your wife, and Sarah Renner, and then now the guys have kicked in, and Alex and Devin Lenny and Ivan, and just speaking of Lenny, how's his leg and how are things looking for him at this point?
Yeah, Lenny's had a really big, probably the biggest volume training year he's ever had, and his knee has withstood it pretty well. He still has a little bit of aches and pains, but for the most part, he's been hitting all the workouts and back to his old self. So it's really good to see. And I know he feels good about where he's at, which is the main thing,
Yep, sure.
We're all really excited to see him back in action and healthy. So that'll be fun to watch in Kusamo, because that, that can be a very good course for him. And even last year when he was really banged up and not doing well, he just about qualified. So this year it should be really, really interesting.
Yeah, he was so exciting to watch him skiing in the last few years when he was, just kicking butt in both sprint and distance. So it'd be exciting to see him. So how have things unfolded for the team with Toron Hetland? I mean, are the guys speaking more Norwegian, or is he speaking more English?
Luckily, Toron, his English is very good, but he's been doing a really good job for us, and I know the World Cup guys have a lot of confidence in him, and they've enjoyed a change in the training style that he brings, and really is along the philosophy of what we wanted to do this year anyways, which is getting back to more basics and a little bit more volume and just kind of harder training in general all around, and Toron has really brought that for us and has a lot of experience, and I think it's gonna pay off, and it's been a nice addition to the team.
Yeah, I know when I spoke to him, and I think in Stratton, and his English is quite good, of course, and it's always interesting to see how a new person will come along, and of course he's got a pedigree that it's hard to match, eh?
Oh yeah, I mean, I don't know how many World Cups exactly he's won, like 15 or 20 or something. So he has a lot of experience, and I think, like I said, the guys respect him, and they also enjoy working with him, and he's pretty fun. So he's been a good addition to our team, and he'll definitely be able to handle running the team along the winter this year, since I'll be back in Canada more than I have been right in the past. So I totally trust Louis and Toron to do a great job with the team. It's going to be a fun season.
Sounds good. Well, listen, Justin, it's great to spend time with you. I mean, it's going to be exciting this weekend to see the guys and the gals on snow. And then, of course, the World Cup is just around the corner. So I guess there's a lot of excitement in the air just over there in general.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I mean, it's always fun this time of year. You know, you're always a little blind to how your athletes are doing. Of course, we think they're doing great and they're moving really well, but you never know until you see them in a race situation. So, you know, I have a lot of confidence in this team and everyone looks strong and healthy. So it's, I think, you know, all that's left to do now is start racing and like I said, you know, just enjoy being a team over here and see how the chips fall. So,
yep. That's it. Put the boards on and let's see what happens, eh?
Yep. It's going to be good. We have a great WAC staff behind us, as always, and a lot of good supporters back in Canada and a lot of great sponsors. So I don't think we could ask for too much more right now.
There you go. Well, listen, on that note, we're going to wish you well and thank you for spending time with us and look forward to connecting with you this coming weekend following the races and going forward. So all the best.
Great. Thanks a lot, Benjamin.